content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, we're going to start out with a bit of entertainment news this morning. The streaming service Peacock is ramping up its offerings with a new deal with Universal Filmed Entertainment Group. The company's starting in 2022. All Universal films, including the new Jurassic World and Minions movies, will become available exclusively on Peacock no later than 4 months after their theatrical premieres. Both companies are subsidiaries of Comcast's NBC Universal. And if you're a fan of Amazon Prime's Bosch, like I am, you already know the crime drama's current season, number 7, is its last. But that doesn't mean Harry Bosch is going away. IMDb TV has picked up a spinoff with stars Titus Welliver, Mimi Rogers, and Madison Lentz reprising their roles from the original series. The untitled spinoff will follow Harry Bosch, played by Welliver, as he embarks on the next chapter of his career and finds himself working with his one-time enemy and top-notch attorney, Honey Money Chandler, played by Rogers. With a deep and complicated history between this unlikely pair, they must work together to do what they can agree on, finding justice. Executives at IMDb TV say that one chapter of Bosch is ending, but this gritty, captivating story continues in both new and familiar ways. Bosch has entertained fans season after season through vibrant storytelling and distinctive characters, and we are thrilled to evolve Bosch and Money Chandler's adventures through a new, ambitious IMDb TV original and the first series spinoff for Amazon Studios. Okay, September 9th through 11th, the Hopscotch Music Festival returns to downtown Raleigh to celebrate its 11th year. Of course, Hopscotch, known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. The festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable: rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its programming highlights this diversity each year. This year, Hopscotch will feature a new layout with programming across two main stages in downtown Raleigh, one at City Plaza and one at the newly redesigned Moore Square. Due to impact from COVID-19, organizers want to make sure that everyone feels safe and is safe. So, for the first time ever, Hopscotch 2021 will have a more traditional festival layout, featuring all outdoor shows for official programming with a 75% capacity. Again, the Hopscotch Music Festival set for September 9th through the 11th. J. Cole's Dreamville Festival back in Raleigh, but not until next year. The first Dreamville Festival was held in April 2019 after being postponed from its original 2018 date because of Hurricane Florence. Dix Park hosted the first Dreamville Festival with a sellout crowd of about 40,000. Dreamville Fest was set to hold its second annual event in Raleigh's Dix Park last year, but it was postponed due to COVID-19. Headliners for the 2022 festival have not been announced. The Dreamville Festival benefits the Dreamville Foundation and Dix Park Conservancy. The New Hope Valley Railway continues to offer its one-hour-long train rides. Affectionately known as the Triangles Train, it travels along 4 miles of historic track through piney woods and over a trestle from Bonsall to New Hill and back. In addition, on some ride days, they also offer food, drinks, music, and other entertainment for families, children, and railroad enthusiasts. Upcoming train ride events, Wednesday, July 14th and Friday, July 23rd. There is just one ride those days, and that's at 10:30 a.m. Now, Saturday, July 31st, it's Brew and Chew. In addition to 4 train rides that day, the Brew and Chew event pairs a local food truck and brewery together, enabling customers to purchase food and a beverage to enjoy on the train or in a picnic area in the rail yard. Be sure to arrive at least 30 minutes early to allow plenty of time before your train departure to purchase food and beverages. The first ride leaves at 1 p.m. and the last ride leaves at 5:30. Food and drinks are not included in the train ticket and are an additional cost. COVID-19 safety measures have been revised to allow the railroad to remove capacity limits on the open-air passenger cars. Each open-air car has approximately 30 unreserved bench seats, seating 2 people each. However, although the state of North Carolina has relaxed mask requirements, the TSA and the Federal Railway Administration still require masks for passengers and crew on trains, including the New Hope Valley Railway. In August, on the 8th, it's Slow Down Sunday, weekday train ride August 11th. Operate a loco, as in locomotive, on Saturday, August 14th. Weekday train ride on Friday, August 20th. And Saturday, August 28th, another Brew and Chew. Dates sell out quickly, especially for special events. Check the website, TriangleTrain.com, especially the schedule and buy tickets pages. Speaking of trains, A Day Out with Thomas is returning to the North Carolina Transportation Museum in Spencer. The very popular event for fans of all things Thomas the Tank Engine is scheduled for September 24th through the 26th and October 1st to the 3rd. According to the museum's website, the event includes a 25-minute ride aboard a real train with Thomas. Capacity will be limited, however, and advance tickets are encouraged. A Percy train also will be on site, running on the same schedule as the Thomas train. Visitors can add on tickets to ride with Percy, too. Just know that they are extremely limited, according to the website, which is nctransportationmuseum.org, and scroll down the page to information about Thomas the Train. And Tweetsie Railroad in Blowing Rock. Events are back at Tweetsie, and the amusement park has activities planned through the end of the year. That schedule, Canines in Flight Frisbee Dogs, they're at the Tweetsie Railroad July 24th through the 26th and July 29th through August 1st. Riders in the Sky event August 14 and 15, Railroad Heritage Weekend August 28th and 29th, Ghost Train, as you might expect, Friday and Saturday night, September 24th through October 30th. And, of course, Tweetsie Christmas, select evenings between November 19th and December 30th. In addition to the special events, you'll also find a trade and ride featuring a Western-themed slapstick comedy show, rides, animals, and other performances. For information, check out their website at tweetsie.com. Lines for tickets at Pullen Park these days can be long at times. In an effort to make those lines not quite so long, you can now purchase ride tickets in advance and online, as well as at Pullen Park. The tickets, $1.50 each for the train, kiddie boats, and the carousel. Of course, having a ticket doesn't guarantee that you'll be able to ride something on a specific day and time. But having a ticket in advance, especially on weekends, could cut down your wait times because you don't have to stand in the ticket line. Remember, tickets are valid for any day and do not expire. You can buy tickets online by going to the city's program registration page. Let's look at what Carolina Theater is offering. First event is not until September. Of course, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Most shows start at 8, and less noted. Coming up Monday, September 13th, it's Dawes with special guest Aaron Ray. Dawes, an American folk rock band formed in L.A., was influenced by the gentle acoustic style and rich vocal harmonies of the Laurel Canyon sound from the likes of Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Neil Young, and Joni Mitchell. Tuesday, September 14th at Carolina Theater, the Alan Parsons Live Project Tour 2021. Alan had dabbled with live performances in his late teens as a folk blues acoustic player and as a lead guitarist with a blues band called The Earth in the late 60s in his hometown of London. But as soon as he landed a job at the famous Abbey Road Studios, it became clear that the world of sound recording was to dominate his career. He worked on the last two albums by the Beatles and went on to work with Paul McCartney and the Hollies, among others. He was also engineer for Pink Floyd's classic, The Dark Side of the Moon, and that's what got him world attention. Coming up Wednesday, September 22nd, Gregory Porter. Porter's sixth studio album, Rise, marks a return to Porter's beloved original songwriting, hard-on-sleeve lyrics imbued with everyday philosophy and real-life details. Thursday, September 23rd, an evening with Amy Grant. Conventional wisdom has it that Amy Grant put contemporary Christian music on the map, becoming the first CCM artist to have a platinum record, the first to hit number one on the pop charts, and the first to perform at the Grammy Awards. Saturday, September 25th at Carolina Theater, Theo Vaughn, an American stand-up comedian, podcaster, television personality, and actor. He is the host of the This Past Weekend podcast and co-host of the King and the Sting podcast. Vaughn began a professional career in entertainment at the age of 19 when he starred in MTV's Road Rules Maximum Velocity Tour in 2000. Tuesday, September 28th, Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers. Bruce is on a roll after taking the music world by surprise with his wide-ranging, critically acclaimed 2019 album, Absolute Zero. The singer, songwriter, composer, and bandleader returned with a follow-up that picks up where its predecessor left off. No Secure Connection features 10 new songs exploring a broad range of themes. Friday, October 1st, Patton Oswalt Live, Who's Ready to Laugh? A comedian, actor, and writer, Patton continues to find success in all areas of entertainment. Thursday, October 14th, it's the Marshall Tucker Band. Friday, October 15th, Nikki Glaser. Thursday, October 21st, the Mavericks, an Espanol World Tour. Thursday, November 11th, Together in Concert, Mary Chapin Carpenter, Mark Cohn, and Sean Colvin. Thursday, November 18th, Ladisi, the Wild Card Tour. Saturday, November 20th, Jax Films presents Yesterday I Ask You. Sunday, November 21st, Chris Thiele. Saturday, December 4th, the Fab Four, the Ultimate Beatles Tribute. Sunday, December 5th, Chris Botti. For now, the Carolina Theater schedule picks back up then in 2022 in the month of February. Okay, DPAC, Durham Performing Arts Center. And, of course, the tickets, you can get those at Ticketmaster, the Ticket Center on Vivian Street, or you can give them a call, 919-680-2787, or you can check on those tickets at dpacnc.com. Monday, August 2nd, it's Squeeze, the Squeeze Songbook Tour. Saturday, August 7th, Get the Let Out. Wednesday, August 11th, Styx. August 21st, which is a Saturday, Britt Floyd Echoes. Britt Floyd, the world's greatest Pink Floyd show. Saturday and Sunday, September 4 and 5, it's Stomp. Saturday, September 18th, the Ultimate Queen Celebration. Monday, September 20th, Bianca Del Rio, the Unsanitized Tour. Friday, September 24th, the DPAC, Jeff Foxworthy, the Good Old Days Tour. Saturday, September 25th, Indigo Girls. Sunday, October 3rd, Charlie Wilson Live. Tuesday through Sunday, October 5 through 10, the band's visit. Friday and Saturday, October 15 and 16, Rain, a tribute to the Beatles. Sunday, October 17th, America, their 50th anniversary tour. Tuesday through Sunday, October 19th through the 24th, Tootsie. Friday, October 29th, Arrival from Sweden, the music of ABBA. And Saturday, October 30th, LOL Surprise Live. Switching gears to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. Friday through Sunday, July 23rd through the 25th, it's Clue, the high school edition. Carolina Youth Theater. Of course, it's based on the iconic 1985 Paramount movie along with the Hasbro board game. It's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tuesday through Sunday, July 27th through August 1st, Songs for a New World. This is from North Carolina Theater. Songs for a New World is a sung-through musical filled with original jazz, blues, gospel, and Broadway-inspired songs connected by common themes. Saturday, July 31st at Duke Energy Center, Max and Val Strip Down Tour. Sunday, September 12th, Boney James, four-time Grammy nominee and multi-platinum saxophonist Boney James, will release his new album, Solid, at this time. Pardon me, I'm sorry about that. Saturday, September 5th at the Duke Energy Center, Porque los hombres aman a las cabronas. I apologize if I messed that up. Saturday, October 2nd, Alan Saldana, Noche de Comedia, Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, October 2nd, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, live. And this is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Monday, October 11th, Camille Luce Tour, Maymandy Concert Hall. Tuesday through Sunday, October 12th through the 17th, 9 to 5 at North Carolina Theater. And, of course, that's based on the hilarious hit film, 9 to 5. It's at Memorial Auditorium. Friday, October 22nd, Gilberto Santa Rosa at Memorial Auditorium. Okay, at PNC Arena. Sunday, August 1st, the Harlem Globetrotters. Of course, it's more than a basketball game. It's a show, and they're a larger-than-life world tour. Saturday and Sunday, August 7th and 8th, it's Monster Jam. Wednesday, August 18th, Michael Bublé. In the U.S. alone, Bublé has already performed for over 500,000 fans. Saturday, August 28th, Cinch World's Toughest Rodeo. Friday and Saturday, September 10 and 11, Luke Combs, What You See Is What You Get Tour. Friday, September 17th, Cat Williams, World War III Tour. Sunday, September 26th, The Dude Perfect 2021 Tour. Wednesday, September 29th, Guns N' Roses. Also at PNC Arena, Thursday, October 7th, Alabama, the 50th anniversary tour. Tuesday, October 12th, Harry Styles, Love on Tour 2020. Friday, November 19th, Genesis, The Last Domino, North American Tour 2021. The IBMA World of Bluegrass returns to Raleigh this fall, and the huge event has decided to stick around for another 3 years. While last year's World of Bluegrass was completely virtual, the 2021 version will be mostly live. The World of Bluegrass will run September 28th through October 2nd in downtown Raleigh, and include virtual streaming options for some events. The 5-day event includes the IBMA Business Conference, the IBMA Bluegrass Ramble Showcase Series, the 32nd Annual IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards, and IBMA Bluegrass Live, powered by PNC. Events will be held at the Raleigh Convention Center, the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Red Hat Amphitheater, and other downtown Raleigh venues. In addition, IBMA announced that it has extended its contract with the City of Raleigh to host the festival through 2024. Band Together and United Way of Greater Triangle have announced a benefit concert this fall in downtown Raleigh. This year's event, dubbed Comeback Fest, held October 23rd at Red Hat Amphitheater and feature funk soul trio, Krugabin, soul revivalist Lee Fields, and the Expressions and legendary hip-hop MC Big Daddy Kane. Haven't touched on some of the concerts coming up around the state of North Carolina. Let's start with the Spectrum Center in Charlotte. Sunday, August 8th, Harlem Globetrotters. Friday, August 13th, Alabama 50th Anniversary Tour. Saturday, August 14th, the WWE Super Show. Tuesday, August 17th, Michael Bublé. Saturday, September 11th, Mark Anthony. And Sunday, September 25th, it's the Martin Lawrence Tour. at Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium. The upcoming concerts, of course, include Saturday, September 25th, Garth Brooks. And in other concerts, both of these in 2022, Billy Joel and the concert from Motley Crue and Def Leppard with Poison and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Upcoming at Greensboro Coliseum, Friday, August 8th, the Harlem Globetrotters. Monday, August 16th, Jim Gaffigan, the Fun Tour. Friday, September 3rd, Kane Brown, the Worldwide Beautiful Tour. Sunday, September 5th, Kevin Gates. September 18th, which is a Saturday, Dan and Shay, the Arena Tour. Tuesday, September 28th, J. Cole with 21 Savage, the Off-Season Tour. Saturday, October 2nd, Feed the Streets. Sunday, October 3rd at Greensboro Coliseum, Maluma. Friday, October 15th, the Millennium Tour 2021. Thursday, October 28th, for King and Country, Relate, the 2021 Fall Tour. Friday, November 5th, the Greensboro Coliseum, Los Angeles Azules. Saturday, November 6th, 85 South Comedy Show live. Saturday, November 13th, it's Lynyrd Skynyrd. And closing out the year at Greensboro Coliseum currently, Saturday, December 18th, it is Eric Church. And the popular Brick Universe Lego Convention is coming back. Tickets are already on sale for the Raleigh event, which is set for September 25th and September 26th at the Raleigh Convention Center. Tickets are $15 each. For more details, check out the website, brickuniverse.com/Raleigh. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.